About one in every 250 children is diagnosed with some form of autism, and this is generally considered to be a non-curable condition. However, Rawn Kaufman from the Sunrise Centre in America is living proof that there can be life after an autism diagnosis.
Autism is, at its core, basically a social relational disorder. It's a difficulty or challenge that children and adults have with connecting and creating bonds and relating socially to other people. Now, there's lots of other symptoms that go along with that, such as repetitive behavior and sometimes biological and digestive and neurological difficulties. A lot of children don't point or have severe verbal and language delays. So there's other things that go with it. But to answer the other part of your question, which I think is really important here, children and adults with autism are often treated as if they have a behavioral disorder. So basically the idea in traditional methodologies is, how do we change this behavior? How do we stamp out the autistic behavior and promote the normal behavior? In the Sunrise program at the Autism Treatment Center of America, we come at it from the exact opposite point of view. We really see that autism is not a behavioral disorder. At its core, it's not even really a learning disorder. It's this relational disorder, this interactivity disorder, a difficulty in children connecting with other people. Rather than focusing on changing behavior, we focus on creating a relationship. Now, we also do teach a lot of skills and other educational goals, but it's all through building on this relationship.
And how do you go about building that kind of relationship?
Well, you know, I always say when I talk about the program that in the Sunrise program, the children show us the way in and then we show them the way out. So what that means is that rather than sitting them down and trying to get them to conform to our way of doing things, we actually start by first joining them in all the things that they're doing. So if a child is flapping his or her hands or even is verbal and they're talking about airplanes over and over again, we don't try and get them to stop doing that. We actually join in with and really participate in a sincere way in that activity. What we notice is that far from reinforcing that, that is when children look at us, include us more in their play, and ultimately do those behaviors less. Now, that's the first step. That's the key to creating the relationship that's going to help them cross the bridge to our world. After that, we have a bunch of educational techniques designed to really stretch and challenge them. One of them in particular is utilizing their motivation as a teaching tool. So again, rather than trying to teach against the grain, what we do is we take something they're motivated by. It could be Thomas the Tank Engine or physical movement. And we build a game around that, but we include in that activity an educational goal. It could be toilet training, could be increased language, could be taking turns in a game, et cetera, et cetera. But we do that in a game that already plays to their strengths and interests.
Now, how often do you have to do this with the child? Is it something that's literally ongoing, you know, sort of every hour of every day almost?
It's absolutely ongoing and it's absolutely every day in terms of ideally. Ultimately, there's really many facets to what makes this work. And one of them certainly is helping parents and professionals to be able to do this every day and to be able to really ongoingly help children build stronger relationships and then learn more skills and more interactive connections and to learn more educational facets that they don't have yet. To do that, that really does require ongoing input.
And over what kind of period of time do you need to keep doing this with the child before you'll see some kind of a breakthrough?
In most cases, we often find that parents and professionals and others really see results quite quickly, like in days or weeks, in terms of they see some kind of change. In terms of the full duration of the program, it's usually a few years, depending on the child, depending on a lot of things. We help, for instance, parents and professionals design a specialized playroom to optimize learning and interaction. The idea is that you have your child in this playroom for a few years of intensive training. It's a focused, temporary program to get long-term permanent results.
And when you say long-term permanent results, does that mean pretty much autism has gone?
I think it really varies from child to child. I was the first child that went through this. My parents designed this for me. And I was severely autistic. Now I am fully recovered and I don't have any symptoms anymore. And I haven't for my whole adult life. I think people get a little caught up on that because, yes, I've recovered fully. And you know what? We've worked with a lot of other families and other children who've also recovered fully. But we've also worked with many other families and other children who have progressed far beyond their original prognosis, but still definitely have challenges and you wouldn't call them fully recovered. So rather than saying, do this program and you can guarantee your child's going to be fully recovered, we say, we know that your child is capable of great learning and progress, and we can really help you to maximize the potential of your child.
That's Rawn Kaufman from the Sunrise Program.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews
classes online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.